Weekend America's founding sponsor is Target.
Thanks for sharing your weekend with us. In St. Paul, I'm Desiree Cooper, along with Bill Radke, who's in Los Angeles. About 10 days ago, a 700-pound grizzly bear named Rocky killed his trainer, Stephen Miller. Rocky was the bear that you may have seen in Will Ferrell's comedy Semi-Pro. California authorities don't have any plans right now to remove Rocky from his compound or to euthanize him. Bill Killam would probably agree with that decision. For the last 16 years, he's been studying black bears in the forests of New Hampshire. He's written a book called Among the Bears. Ben's work has generated controversial claims about the way bears think, interact, and even how they communicate. Reporter Sean Hurley spent some time with Ben, Among the Bears.
Ben Killam lives with his wife in the mountains of New Hampshire, in a house he built 3 years ago. There's a small beaver pond out front, ducks in the nearby woodlands, and through the trees you can see the jagged line of a distant ridge. I'd come to hear more about his work with the black bears, and hopefully to get a glimpse of this cautious, and according to Ben, highly misunderstood animal.
Well, we could go out and try to locate Bert.
Bert is the oldest male bear that Ben watches.
I have a collar on him. I haven't been able to close on him, but we could go into the woods following his signal.
Ben tracks about 10 bears by means of telemetry radio collars. We went out in his pickup truck to see if we could triangulate Bert's position.
About halfway between where we stopped up there, just about on that angle.
So right in the middle?
Yeah, he's about the same strength signal from each end.
Ben decided to take me to Bert's den, which, based on the telemetry, was not at that moment occupied. We parked the truck and walked out together through a rising wood and then crossed over a thorny meadow. Ben gestured to a small, open cave. This was Bert's den. If I wasn't going to see a bear, I thought I might at least appreciate the inside of a bear's house.
We'll use some sticks he hauled in there. All right.
And it's really wet.
And now I'm in Bert's den.
This is just where you wanted me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Down here.
Interview's over, Bert.
By closely observing the bear's life and habitat, Ben has come up with several theories. One of his more controversial ideas suggests that bears cooperate with each other.
I've watched a strange female bear come in and take food in her clearing, and she didn't attack that stranger. And the reason she didn't attack that stranger was because she needed that stranger, and she couldn't afford to alienate that stranger. And that's where the reciprocal altruism comes in.
The current scientific belief is that bears don't cooperate, that they don't share food. To support his observations, Ben would need hard data. But Ben isn't a scientist. In fact, Ben can't be a scientist, at least not in the traditional sense. He's dyslexic and reads at the level of a third grader. This puts an advanced degree in wildlife biology out of reach. Without a PhD, he can't publish his findings in scientific journals.
I was very well aware that I would be criticized as not being a good observer and not having my fancy degrees, that my observations were anecdotal and I'm using anthropomorphisms. This is all the general lingo that comes out when somebody who's not a scientist tries to do something.
The scientific community doesn't agree with what Ben's doing, but they have gradually accepted many of his ideas. Still, his in-the-field method stands in direct conflict with the standard mode of quantitative science.
My method was to observe as much as I possibly could. If I decided right then to be scientific, I would have had to come up with a hypothesis about one small, very small part of the bear's behavior and document the daylights out of that one very small part. Well, in order to do that, I would have missed everything else.
When he was 40 years old, Ben Killam took a test and learned that his IQ put him in the top 1% of the population.
At age 40, I deliberately abandoned the cultural world because it hadn't done any good for me. There was no opportunity in it for me as it existed. When I learned what my IQ was, and that really was a revelation, I said, geez, if I'm that damn smart, why can't I just do what I want to do?
It was late afternoon, and we were driving alongside the wide, glassy sprawl of the Connecticut River. I was resigned to the fact that we probably wouldn't see any bears. But Ben had one last spot he wanted to take me. We jostled up a mile-long scrap of dirt road in his old white truck, moving deeper and deeper into the forest. We were heading for a clearing of grass and clover, where Ben often meets up with Squirty, his principal bear liaison.
The hierarchy goes Squirty, then me, and then the rest of our family.
I'm way down at the bottom.
Oh, you're below the bottom.
Oh, no.
I get bit for bringing people like you in there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben.
When we arrived at the clearing, Squirty was nowhere to be seen. We walked around the trees and grasses for 15 minutes or so.
There she is, right there.
Where is she?
Right up on the hill. Two cubs behind her. The cubs moving now.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Squirty and her cubs glided in a line down the ridge, glancing our way, before finally disappearing behind a knoll. Ben sent me back to the truck. He went out to meet her with a small bag of corn.
Hi, Squirty.
Now, Squirty's just come up to the main open area here and took the whole bag of corn.
Hi, guy.
From Ben's hand.
Hi, guy.
Just walking away like a shopper, a bag of food. Go off and feed the cubs.
Maybe it's because Ben has a bear-like quality himself. He's large and quiet and deliberate and watchful. But as he moves happily alongside Squirty and they head out toward the cubs, it dawns on me that he and his bears have an awful lot in common. They both live at a similar distance from the world, and who they are and what they have to offer is not easily accessible or readily available. They are both wary of man and his methods. For Weekend America, I'm Sean Hurley in New Hampshire.
Ben Killam will be spending this weekend in the grass and clover field hanging out with Squirty and her two cubs. Ben is writing a second book about his experiences with the bears, and he plans on following that up with a 10-year-long data collection study. He hopes that this is going to provide hard evidence to support all the findings of his observation-based methods.
Well, I'm sure those bears are friendly, but I do hope Ben is at least wearing some protective clothing